From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. September 11th terrorist attacks destroyed some postal facilities in New York City. But it is the anthrax scare that has truly devastated the Postal Service. Today, officials went before Congress hat in hand, seeking a cash infusion of billions of dollars. NPR's Brian Nader reports.
By all accounts, the U.S. Postal Service and its employees have been on the front lines of the homeland war on terrorism. Two Postal Service employees have died of inhalation anthrax after someone sent letters containing anthrax spores through the mail. Several other Postal Service employees have developed the cutaneous form of the disease. Large mail handling centers in Washington, D.C. and New Jersey have been forced to close. The upshot? The Postal Service says it's in deep financial trouble. Postmaster General John Potter appeared before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee this morning.
Based on current information, we estimate the cost, the entire cost, for terrorism and dealing with Homeland Security to be $3 to $4 billion. We will refine these estimates as we aggressively pursue our review of the technology and the modifications we have to make to our systems.
The Postal Service was already projecting a deficit this fiscal year of $1.3 billion before September 11th. Now officials say the red ink will grow by at least $2 billion more. Potter says it's unrealistic to expect ratepayers to pick up the tab.
Pushing or adding these costs to the ratepayers will do some significant damage to the economy in the short run, given the pressure that everybody is under. And it may do some serious damage to the Postal Service in the long run.
Potter's request was met with sympathetic ears by the Senate appropriators. Committee Chairman Robert Byrd of West Virginia noted rural free delivery began in his state and that appointing Benjamin Franklin Postmaster General was among the first acts of the Continental Congress. He said the fear of anthrax threatens to rip the long-standing bond between Americans and the post office.
Spraying your mail with Lysol as a disinfectant, putting your mail in a microwave. Why are the American people doing these things? Why are they asking these questions? Because there is an atmosphere of concern and fear that permeates this country.
Today's hearing took place in a building adjacent to the Hart Building, which has been closed since shortly after a letter containing anthrax spores was opened in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office. The entryways to the Hart Building have been sealed off by plywood panels. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, the ranking Republican on the panel, noted many members of Congress haven't received any mail since last month, at the very least an inconvenience.
I'm waiting for my water to be turned off and other things around here because even the bills came to the office and they're somewhere in your system. So I have a parochial interest in getting that system up and running, make sure my water isn't turned off. But beyond that, we really need to know what do you need to have in the bank so you can draw against it between now and June 1st?
Potter responded the Postal Service would like to have an initial outlay of $1 billion. The money would be used to begin installing technology to sanitize the nation's mail and improve ventilation at postal facilities to trap any anthrax spores. Finding that money will be difficult. President Bush earlier this week threatened to veto any additional spending beyond what's already been approved by Congress. Appropriations Committee Chairman Byrd has proposed nearly $20 billion in additional spending, of which $500 million would likely go to the Postal Service, committee sources say. But the fate of that package is very much up in the air. And Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says he's not sure how much support there is for, in his words, bailing out the Postal Service. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.